Hello and welcome back to the ICCS Cares podcast episode. My name is Mackenzie, and today I have two guest speakers, Emma and Chase, from Springfield Schools. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, so I'm Emma Cox. I go to Springfield High. I'm going to be a senior, and I'm really excited to talk about stress and anxiety today.
Hello, my name is Chase Hyen. I also go to Springfield High, and I'm also excited to talk about stress and anxiety today.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. So thank you for being a part of the podcast. I'm really excited to have you on today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
So we are just going to start out by just discussing basic definitions of stress and anxiety. So a basic definition of stress is a state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. Anxiety is a feeling of worry, nervousness, or uneasiness, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. You guys have anything else to add to that?
Not really.
No?
That's
okay.
A pretty good definition.
So, stress and anxiety, as most of you know, they pretty much go hand in hand. I'm sure most of us out there have dealt with some kind of a stress
lives.
Yes.
So, I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions after we talk about stress levels. So stress levels right now with the return of school, you guys are going back fully remote, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that adds a little more stress,
of course,
to the typical school year. So what are some of the stressors that you may have at the beginning of a typical school year when you're not even remote?
Normally, I mean, you have a new class schedule, so at least me, I'm always worried about, okay, am I going to like the class? Am I going to like the teacher or the people in my class? And then you have like 2 weeks to switch out of it. So that's kind of stressful. Mm-hmm. And then if you have no summer work, okay, so you've been going from summer where it's lovely and you get to sleep in. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, you have 3 hours of homework. So even just thinking about that can give me stress.
Right.
Yeah.
My stress is typically getting homework in on time. That's always my big stress. And also, you know, meeting new teachers, new classes.
Yep.
And, you know, that's just really stresses me out.
I get that. I've been there.
Yeah.
So what are some of the new stressors that you're feeling this year having to be fully remote?
Yeah. Well, obviously, we've never done this before. I mean, last quarter of last year, we had to go through something similar, but this is more put together, I would say. We have more of a plan, which is great. But again, doing fully online school is something that's completely new. So I'm a little excited, but it's nervous. I don't know how we're going to do tests and timed essays and things like that. So
my new stress is, you know, not meeting and greeting my teacher face to face. You know, I will see him through the computer screen, but it doesn't have that personal touch. So that a little stresses me out, you know. Doing the class online that you know I like to do in person, but that does stress me out a little bit.
I can't even imagine, because when I was in college I took a couple online classes and I struggled a little bit with that, and they were even hybrid, so
it's gonna completely online.
Yes. And I learned that just keeping in contact, communication is huge. Making sure that you're reaching out to your teachers whenever you have an issue, reaching out to any school counselors, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yes.
So, on just a personal level, what motivates you, and how can you stay motivated to start the school year off on a positive note?
Well, I'm really motivated by my grades. There's the Carillon. I'll try and speak over it. I don't know how long it's going to last, but
it's over.
So I'm really motivated by my grades. I try my hardest to get A's and stuff. So jumping into my schoolwork and trying to enjoy it, that helps me, because I mean, if I don't do as well on something, that motivates me more. And then this is going to sound kind of silly, but buying school supplies gets me very motivated for the school year. Those color coordinated notebooks and stuff.
Yep. What motivates me is grades. That's a big deal for me. I always want to keep on track. You know, turning in my homework in at the end of the day really helps. And my parents said, if you get good grades, we'll put money towards your car. So that motivates me.
There you go.
That motivates me a lot.
Yeah. Back to what Emma said. Oh my gosh, getting planners.
Yes, I got my planner the other day.
That is a huge motivator. I love getting my planner, putting in events and all those things in
there. And I like cross off my day at the end of the day, and that feels so good.
Yes, having a to-do list. Absolutely. So, how can you do more of what will best help you to succeed? So, a couple examples. Like we just talked about, getting organized, staying in contact with your teachers, things like that.
Right. Yeah. I think definitely, I think on Mondays, that's one of the teacher days that they'll have office hours. So definitely either asking the teachers to Zoom or emailing them. I think that should be very important if you're confused. And most of them are really accessible. So.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, getting in touch with your teachers is, you know, key. I remember last year, my teacher, Mr. Crum, was really on it every single day, three times a day.
He's great.
He was really on it. Getting organized, I am really, that's one of my pet peeves of mine, is getting organized. So when I'm on my computer, I have folders for every single class, and I am typing into my agenda. And so, you know, getting organized really helps get me to succeed.
Awesome. So who are your best sources of help?
Well, I'd say first the teachers. If you have a question in a class, go to the teacher first. If you have a question about the school, go to your guidance counselor. But then, I have a sister who's in college, so a lot of the times if I'm confused, she might have taken a similar class, well, call her and ask her. And my parents, of course. I mean, if I have help with anything school-related or not, they are pretty good sources of help.
Yeah, I would say number one, obviously teachers, but, you know, sometimes you need to leave them alone because they also have a busy schedule.
True.
My parents, they were really helpful last quarter with online learning. But I would also say friends. You know, it's very okay to ask for help. I remember last year I took AP Human Geography. We didn't get to all of our
topics.
We didn't get all the topics, and I was taking my AP exam, so we actually put together a study group and we did that, and we all got really good scores. So
that's,
you know,
awesome.
Getting in contact with friends
really goes
the wrong
way. Right now, since you guys are fully remote, I'm sure you could Zoom with your friends and not just your teachers. So,
and actually some of my friends I've actually talked about, if we have classes together, well, we'll be in Zooms together, so why not just meet at somebody's house and wear masks and be safe, of course, but just sit there and like do our work together.
So how do you balance school, homework, if you guys have a job, any extracurricular activities like sports, and how do you handle time management?
I rely very much on my planner. I'm involved in many things. I have a job, I have two jobs actually, and I'm a dancer. I'm involved with lots of clubs and volunteering outside of school. So I really stick to my planner and write times in for everything, and that helps. But I also have to remember that I can't do everything. A lot of the time you're asked, oh, can you volunteer here, can you take on an extra class, or can you teach for this, and it's a lot. I mean, it's, you have to take time for yourself, and if you don't have time to do something, it's okay to say no.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, managing homework, and you know, I do not have a job, but I do have extracurricular activities. I do 0-hour band, so my day starts at 7:20 and ends at one, around a little after 2, and then I have cross country at 3:30, so that gives me around 1 hour, one and a half hours to get homework, get something to eat, and so I do really rely on my planner.
Yeah,
there you go. So now we're going to cover some quick tips to practice to reduce stress and anxiety. And first, I'm going to ask you guys, what are some of the ways that you like to take time for yourself in order to de-stress?
As I said earlier, I'm a dancer, and though it is my sport, it is very calming for me. Just getting away from the house and homework and everything, that's wonderful. And then, and part of that is music. I love listening to music. Sometimes you want something very calming that will help, but other times you want something that's very high energy that will also just put you in a better mood.
Right.
And then I play piano, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's a piano where I, right next to where I do my homework. So if I get really stressed, I'll start playing piano. And that sounds odd, but it's very helpful.
There you go.
For me, I just close the computer lid, and exercise is very important to me. So I go out and I jog, you know, drive, you know, or if you have a car, drive around for a little bit, riding a bike, you know, getting exercising, just getting out of the house really goes a long way.
And then also, like meditation, like doing yoga or even just laying on the ground in like corpse pose, just for 5 minutes and just focusing on your breathing can really relax you.
Just taking a moment for yourself.
Right.
So some other tips to practice. The first step would be identifying your stress. Knowing that you're stressed. Sometimes I get so stressed that I don't even realize that I'm stressed. I just get overwhelmed, and then sometimes my fiance's like, Mackenzie, take a second. Like, just breathe. So just identifying your stressors and symptoms. And I mean, these could be just excessive worrying. It could be your heart is racing. Feeling overwhelmed. Even nausea, tense muscles. I mean, stress presents itself in different ways.
And I mean, some people I know have had like awful anxiety, like they have physical symptoms, like they throw up and stuff. And obviously that's when you go see a doctor.
Yes, exactly.
Like sometimes I get stressed, you know, before all this in the classroom, just sitting down, and now you're going to be sitting down for, you know, however long you have your classes. So, you know, just getting up and moving.
We have 5 minute passing period between each class. So that's important. You know, use the bathroom, get up, take a break.
Yes. So another one, like you guys have said, is going for a walk. So when we say that, it's the idea of changing your environment. So removing yourself from the current situation, removing yourself from the current trigger or stressor. Just making sure that if you're feeling uneasy, just remove yourself and take a second, think to yourself, okay, it's going to be fine. I'll take 5 minutes and we'll get back to it.
And if you think about it, I mean, you're on your phone for so much. A lot of the time, you know, you're like, oh, let's take a little break on my phone. But that break turns into much longer. So, like, you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes to spare if you need to take a break. Go on a walk, get a snack, whatever it is.
Another one that I used to do when I was in high school, I would journal. This gave me the opportunity to address my current feelings, and I could look back, say, on a Friday that I was super relaxed, and I would go to volleyball practice and be like, woohoo, weekend, and then I would look back on Monday, I'm like, wow, I was really stressed on Monday. How can I work on Sunday to make myself not as stressed on a Monday? So journaling was a big one for me, and it also helps you identify any triggers. So Mondays, pretty sure Mondays were like the day that our teachers would let us know, hey, you have a quiz on Wednesday. Another one that has always been one of my favorites is listening to music.
I listen to music all the time when I'm running or when I'm you know, doing works or even, you know, a quiz at home.
It helps so much and puts you in whatever mood you need to be.
If you're in a sad mood, put on some happy music, and you know what? It'll probably turn your mood around. Like we've talked about before, connecting with friends, which that might be a little different now. But you can go outside, obviously wear a mask. You can meet them, stay 6 feet apart. You can Zoom call with them, FaceTime if you have an iPhone. And like Emma said before, just say no. Sometimes we take on too much and we have too much on our plate and you want to please everyone and you want to do everything. And sometimes you can just say no.
And then everyone's like, well, if I say no to something, like, I'm going to sound like a bad person. They're not going to like me. No. Most adults or other people are like, oh, they just can't do it. It's fine. And then you yourself feel so much better afterwards because you're like, whew, I don't have to do that anymore. I have time for myself. Like, canceling plans for some people is like a drug. They love canceling plans. So this is just like that.
So another would be avoiding waiting until the last minute to complete projects.
Procrastination.
I am,
it kills.
I am very bad at procrastinating.
Especially with an essay.
So
if you wait to that last minute, it's gonna seem like it takes forever.
And with online learning, we need to be really careful because a lot of the time we're now deciding when to turn things in, and they give us a week to do even the little things.
It's your responsibility now.
And you're like, oh, okay, it's fine. I'll just do it all on Friday night. And it comes to 8 o'clock on Friday night, and you're like, oh, shoot. I have 10 things I need to do, and only 4 hours to do them. Which greatly raises your stress level.
Yes. So I believe one of you talked about it, meditation and abdominal breathing.
Yep.
So that's a good one. Just taking that 5 minutes to make sure that you're just breathing, honestly.
And there, you can even find like guided meditations online.
Oh.
Yeah. Where, so if you like go to YouTube and there's some other people, I know Ali Raisman has one that a lot of people like, where it's just like 5 minutes where they like talk to you and kind of tell you what to do. Like, open your eyes now, make sure you're inhaling and exhaling. And for some people, that can be more helpful than just relaxing by yourself.
Yeah. So practicing mindfulness, just taking in a moment that we would normally pass up due to the rush of like your busy schedule.
Yeah.
So like you said, in that 5 minute passing period, if you're at home, you can take the 5 minutes, get up, get a drink, go to the bathroom, make sure that you're all good with yourself, and then get back to it. So another thing, where did my paper go? There it is. Is self-care checklists. So these are awesome. I like to use them sometimes. I have them on my phone.
Cool.
So you can create a checklist, and I have one in front of me, and it's just Monday through Sunday. And just some of the things you can put on it are just basic things. Like, did I wake up and shower and brush my teeth this morning? Yeah. Did I choose a goal to focus on? Do you guys know what positive affirmations are?
Yes. Like saying, I'm strong, I can do this.
Yes.
Today is going to be a good day.
Yes. Waking up and doing those positive affirmations sets your day off on a good foot. Be active for 20 minutes, just like Chase said. Go outside. Have a nourishing meal. So make sure you have a good breakfast. Create a routine. That's not on the self-care checklist, but creating a routine.
Very important, especially during this online learning period.
Huge. So now I'm going to ask you guys a few more questions.
All right.
Are there any other things you guys can think of to give your peers ideas in order to de-stress before we move on?
Well, if you've tried things we've already mentioned and none of them have worked, there is always our trusty friend Google. there are many things people can do to de-stress. Some of them, I mean, if you are highly stressed or have anxiety, obviously, please talk to a counselor or a therapist, which we didn't mention earlier.
Yeah.
But, yes, everybody, I believe, at some point in their life needs to see a therapist or a counselor.
I agree.
But, yeah, ask your parents, ask your friends, people you know, what they do to de-stress, because I can assure you, not everyone is just living their life idly happy with no stress. That is not a thing. Everybody has...
It might look like it on social media.
Right. But everybody has stress and things they worry about, and we all deal with it in different ways.
Yes.
So if you're looking for something, try asking around.
Yes. Okay, so now we're going to talk about starting the school year off on a positive note, which we've touched on a little bit. So what are some of the new expectations for this school year?
Well, this has made the news a few times, but we are required to not wear pajamas during our Zoom calls.
Okay. Yes.
That made it onto today's show.
And you're supposed to be kind of like school dress code.
Okay.
On the monitor.
Yes.
I guess that will help you guys make sure you're out of bed, getting a routine going.
Yeah, we're supposed to be out of bed. I think our camera has to be turned on.
Yes.
So that's another thing. A lot of the times during the Zooms earlier in the spring, people don't have their cameras on.
Physically participate. They got to see you. You got to talk, you know.
Yeah, and you can't miss the Zooms either. They're taking attendance.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, attendance. Grades will count now. Grades will count.
Right. And then, I mean, try and have breakfast. I mean, even if you're having it during your first or second hour, please have breakfast. It is the most important meal of the day. And you feel so much better after you eat.
Yes. So going off of the Zoom call and them taking attendance, so you will have a set schedule?
Yes. So they just released, and hopefully it stays this way, but on... There's two groups. There's group A. There's the Carillon again. And there's group B. And it's divided by alphabetically.
Alphabetical.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So I think it's like A to M, N to Z, something like that. So my last name starts with a C, so I'm in group A. So I would have Zoom calls on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday would just be learning by myself. They'd probably post materials and stuff like that.
Yep. Okay. I would be in group A as well. Yeah. A lot of my friends' last name starts with H. So That's why I plan, you know, some of my extracurricular stuffs on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Oh, okay.
To, you know, get extra
that's
stuff
nice.
In.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good idea to, like, relieve time for yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So how do you guys plan on relaxing after being on screen time?
Well, I'm very fond of taking naps. So I will probably be taking a nap after I'm done with that 5-hour Zoom call. But yeah, I mean, hopefully I'll be walking around my house, see my parents, maybe call my sister, eat a snack, and go outside. I mean, I'm sure I'll probably be cooped up all day. So if it's nice out, yeah, I'll go for a walk, take my dog, something like that.
I know I'm going to keep my dog out of my designated area because she will bark a lot. Take her out for a walk, probably to relieve her stress and mine.
Yeah, and that gets you some exercise too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, plan ahead for some relaxed mornings. I know we've said breakfast is huge.
Yes.
Prepare everything the night before. So get your school area organized.
Yeah.
Have a set plan for the upcoming day. I know you guys have a schedule, but have a set. This is the assignment that I'm going to have to turn in this hour, and this will be the assignment I have to turn in this hour, and we might have a test in 6th hour.
Yeah. And just having everything organized, like, it's so much easier.
Yes.
Especially because this year our desks are organized and stuff. Like, we don't have lockers, we just have
wherever
we're working.
Is.
Yeah.
Kitchen table, floor, I don't know.
Yes.
But make sure you know where your books are.
Yep.
So will you guys have a designated area to do your schoolwork that you know of?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm planning actually to walk around my house because I normally work in the basement, but it can get kind of dark down there.
Yeah.
So I think
keep it bright.
Between like in the beginning of the day, I might be upstairs, like in my kitchen table or something, and then I might switch every room, kind of like a classroom, just for fun.
There you go.
We'll see how that works.
In my room, I have a desk that's wide, so that I can put my laptop, my binder if I want to keep papers, obviously my agenda to keep track of homework. I will have a designated area, and I highly suggest doing that. Or, you know, if you want to move around, that's also getting exercise too. That really helps.
And I have my desk downstairs, but that's just a plan. I don't know if I can do fluorescent lights every day for 5 hours.
Right.
Some people are decorating the back of their...
Yeah.
I know I have one friend that... has these little magnets and it lights up, and he has different letters that says math or literature or
that's band. Cool.
Yeah,
gets you in like
so,
the mood.
Mm-hmm, yeah, gets you in a happy mood if you want to decorate the back.
No, I have a blue wall in the back. My friends were talking about it earlier. Most people have like their room in the back, but my desk's kind of like in the middle, so it's just like my face to the blue wall.
Yeah. So, we've already emphasized get organized.
Yes.
Yes.
A lot. Planners. It is key. So, just like you guys said, get up, walk around, or set up an area in your house that's designated for schoolwork. Mm-hmm. My big thing is try to stay away from your bed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Make sure you're not by your bed, because that's where you're supposed to rest.
You're not. I don't think you're supposed to do Zoom calls in your bed.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's one of the rules
they
said.
That's one of the rules. You're not supposed to be in your bed. You can be in your bedroom if you're like your desk is there.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be physically
in your bed.
And I think there's like a psychology thing that like if you start doing things in your bed besides sleeping, you start associating your bed with those things.
Yes.
Like if you start doing homework in bed, you might start getting stressed when you go to sleep.
Exactly.
We definitely want to avoid that.
Yeah. So you need to make sure that it's a rest area and not a stress area.
Right.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, that's a good one.
So if I'm going to skip this one because you guys do have a set school schedule.
Yep.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
Make sure that you have clear communication with your teacher.
Yes.
So don't hesitate to reach out if you're needing help.
No, yeah. Every teacher is more than willing to help you. I mean, email, obviously, but at least with guidance counselors and stuff, a lot of the times you can find their phone number if something is urgent. And then, I mean, talk to them during the Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't know what questions you're gonna ask them, so you're gonna have to put yourself out there. You can't just assume that they're gonna answer all your questions for you. You gotta put yourself out there.
Yes.
Right. And you know what, if you're on a Zoom call and you have a question and you think, oh no, I shouldn't ask it, someone else in your class is probably thinking the same thing.
Right.
So you might as well ask it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you are afraid of speaking out during the Zoom call, which is understandable, it's a bit strange, but there, I think the teachers are planning to have office hours where you can Zoom
with
them, so just do that.
There you go. So attend to your feelings, give yourself some time to acknowledge and tend to your feelings. So if you're stressed, like we've said before, just take that moment to realize, okay, I'm a little stressed.
Mm-hmm.
maybe I need to say something to my teacher.
Yes.
I'm stressed about this assignment. Mm-hmm.
And they get it. They get stressed. They've gone through school. They know what it's like.
Yes.
And they will help you probably in any way that they can. Probably not an extension, but probably saying, oh, have you tried this?
Yes.
Think about this. Look at that page in the book.
Right.
Little hints.
So, it's a little cheesy, but remember, you guys are all in this together.
Yes, we are.
You can rely on your peers. You can rely on your teachers, your parents, your counselors. Mm-hmm. This was awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys. Great. Thank you
so
for having us.
Much. Do you have anything else to add?
I just hope everybody has a great school year.
Yep. Awesome. Everyone, gets all the homework and stay safe.
Yeah. All right. Keep a positive mind.
Yeah.
Do your best, and you will be successful this school year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go.
So thank you for listening today, guys. Have a great one.